actually forget the reason for their salvation. Hallelujah. And it's a pity sometimes that there are some groups, religious groups perhaps, that don't seem to understand what salvation is all about. Hallelujah. Someone made a statement to me. He said that is looking for his breakthrough. That's the language he used. And I said, salvation and getting born again is not about getting breakthrough. Amen. It's more than that. Amen. It's deeper than that. The devil has given some people breakthrough. Amen. Are you understanding me? Yeah, the devil has given some people breakthrough. When they brought their mother and gave to the cult, they had breakthrough. Are you understanding? So the devil has given some people breakthrough. So breakthrough is not what Christianity is all about. Hallelujah. And then when we understand that Christianity is more than that, salvation is more than that. So whether there is an open door or you are waiting for the open door, it doesn't change the fact that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. Are we together? So your salvation is no more based on the experiences of your life. Hallelujah. It's no more based on what happened to you or what did not happen to you. You now understand that you've been brought into a love relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. And if nothing else is happening, you know that that relationship is intact. Amen. Are we together? And that's the joy of salvation. So when the psalmist was saying, restore unto me the joy of my salvation, you see, that joy of salvation is not about what I got or what I didn't get. All right? About receiving my healing or not receiving my healing. About getting a promotion or not getting a promotion. It is much more than all of that. I might not have convinced you with the few things I've said, but I just say this to you. You know, something was bothering me a while ago, and it was something someone said, you know, and I felt that a lot of people are also thinking that way. You see, the reason why we have a Bible and the reason why we were given the Holy Spirit, the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 2, maybe I'll just go there, all right, and just show you something. Hallelujah. I like to read verse 12, all right? Let me just hit it there. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. Are we there? Now we have received not the spirit of the world. All right, so there is a spirit of the world. Amen. But that's not what we received. So, but what did we receive? But the spirit which is of God. Praise God. This scripture is telling you what you did not receive. At the same time, it's telling you what you received. So we've received the spirit which is of God. Then it tells us why we received the spirit. That we might know. Hallelujah. The things that are freely given to us of God. That means that there is so much to know that it will take the Holy Spirit to bring you into those things. Amen. Are we together? So, why the Holy Spirit was given was that you might know, hallelujah, the things that are freely given to us of God. That means that the first thing God wants us to know is that there is a gift of salvation. That's the first thing God wants every man to know. And that's why we're preaching the gospel. So the job of the church is to let the whole world know, hallelujah, that such a provision was made for mankind by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then after embracing salvation, we are given the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, so that we will know the things that were freely given to us by God. Now, that's one aspect of it. The other dimension of why we come to church, we hear the word of God, we come to church, is that we will also be equipped to take advantage, hallelujah, of what has been given to us. Amen. Are we together? Now, that's a summary of it. And anything more than that is anti-Christ. Amen. Are you with me? Okay, so you need to understand that. So, sometimes people have problems in their lives, you know, and they have issues, and then they want someone to pray for them, and they want someone to pray for them. Let me say this to you. Sometimes your greatest need is not prayer. Amen. Your greatest need is knowledge. Hallelujah. So of course, you know, scripture in Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. God raises people around you that help you conquer things that you cannot conquer on your own. Amen. But God's greatest desire is for you to come to a place where you will know what to do by yourself. Amen. And you can't know what to do by yourself if you don't pay attention to the word of God. Hallelujah. If you don't pay attention to the word of God. What we're doing here now is more important than me just start praying for everybody. But you know, some people don't understand that. All right? I shared a story about how I went for I was invited for a program a few years back, about 2 or 3 years ago. So I was invited for a meeting, and although it was a meeting that was I was meant to minister to people and pray for the sick and all that, you know, but I'd barely come into the program, and they just introduced me on the platform. As I took the microphone, it's just spoken for a few minutes, I saw them holding up a fellow. You know, obviously he was very sick, you know, and they were bringing him into the meeting, and he looked like the picture of death. You understand that? You know, he was very pale, very weak, you know, and they were bringing him in. I noticed, but I kept talking, I just sharing, and then they kept him maybe second or third row from the front, and then he sat. I was still preaching. I saw he has sores all over his body, you know, sores all over his body. While I was preaching, he just shouted, "Pastor, pray for me." You know, I ignored that. I just continued talking. Of course, it got everybody's attention. Everybody turned, you know. I continued talking. He stayed maybe for another 5 minutes. He said, "Pastor, help, I'm dying." You know. And so I said something, what I said is why I'm saying, telling you the story. I said, what I'm talking about now, what I'm saying, is what will help you. Amen. Are we together? What I'm saying now, I don't have to stop what I'm saying to help you. If you listen to what I'm saying, help will come to you. Amen. And I know that he didn't understand that, and that's why he felt like, Oh, let the man stop talking and attend to my matter. Amen. But the talking is the way God is attending to your matter. Are you listening to me? So as I'm talking, God is attending to your matter. Praise God. Are we together? And when you understand that, you know, it changes everything. That as I'm talking, God is attending to your matter. So of course, he had disrupted the arrangement by his talk and his shout. So I just had to walk up to him and minister to him. Amen. Of course, he was healed. Amen. But, you know, let's assume as he came in, because I was talking, he said, "This is not what I came for. I came for prayer. I came for miracle." Are you understanding me? Then he goes. Are you understanding me? He could just pick up his things and leave. And then he would still be sick. Worst case, you'll go meet somebody that you'll meet the wrong people. I mean, the wrong guys are more than the right guys. Amen. You understand? There are more wrong guys out there. You understand? You know. So you surely, if you don't have to look around too much to see a wrong. Hello, you know. But this is the real deal. Amen. Hallelujah. But I meet a lot of believers like that, you know, that come and they expect God to move for them in this way, you know, because they already have a mindset that this is how it's supposed to be. And what they fail to understand is that it is the gospel that is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. So Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation." So when we're preaching that gospel or teaching the word, what we're doing is that we're releasing power into your circumstance, into your situation. Amen. And there's nothing greater than that. Let me tell you something. It is actually easier. I'm a pastor and a minister of the gospel. I've been at this for a while. It's easier for me to just come up here and say, shout hallelujah 7 times. Shout amen 10 times. Receive, 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 and close the service. It's very easy. I don't have to do any work to do that. Are you understanding me? But for me to open scriptures and teach God's word, that's the difficult part. Amen. Are we together? I could run up the stage, you know, run around, run up the stage, jump up, shout, you know. That's very easy to do. Amen. You need less work to do that. Praise God. But when you finish shouting and you finish jumping, you now ask, okay, what am I going home with? Amen. Because the substance is the word of God. Hallelujah. All right? The substance is the word of God. So at the end of the day, one day, Satan will meet you where pastor is not there. Amen. Are you with me? At that junction, he will meet you. If you have received substance, you will know what to do. Amen. Praise God. But if you've not, let me call. MTN can fail you. Globacom can fail you. Amen. Don't worry, the pastor is just a phone call away. You can call to my phone, it's not with me. Are you understanding me? There are all the human factors, all right? So, but when you know the word of God, anywhere the devil meets you, you know what to do. Hallelujah. You know what to do. And that's a big thing. And that's why most of the time, the devil puts pressure on people, Christians, and rather than running toward churches, they run to where they won't get the word of God. Because the devil knows that if more of these people get to these places where they will be grounded, then he's finished. Are you understanding me? He's finished. Hallelujah. He's finished. So, an opportunity to learn the word of God for yourself is the biggest thing you could ever do. Amen. To know what to do. Oh, situation comes, you know how to pray in the name of Jesus. There's a crisis in your family and you know exactly how to handle it with the word of God. When you hear things like, Ebola has entered in one city or one country or something, you know exactly how to address it. Amen. You know, say, Junior, come, let's go to the village. It has come. Let's go to the village. Who told you you didn't can get to the village? Amen. This evening, before I came out, my wife just came to tell me, and she said, she was talking about Psalm 91, you know, she was just studying it. And then she said, let's read it in NLT, okay? So she was like, let's read the NLT. I said, why? She said, no, you need to read it completely in NLT. You know, the way she was telling me, like, you need to read it completely in NLT, you know? I'm like, okay. So we call all the kids and I said, Daniel, okay, read it. And we were reading and we were shouting. Amen. You understand that? We were reading and we were shouting. You know? Now, of course, I've read it before. Amen. But when we were reading it, And what I loved the most was how the kids could appropriate it. Amen. They could relate with why we were reading it and what it means now. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that the arm of strength, or how do we say the arm of the flesh, the strength of the flesh, or the arm of the flesh will fail. That means that if in your effort you say, we're going to do this, 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 so that we will not have this, you are actually where the devil wants you to be. Amen. Because your faith is based on something that doesn't have power to protect you. Are you with me? It doesn't have power to protect you. So, your faith. Okay, let me read the scripture to you. Then we'll go to Psalm 91 NLT. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2. I don't want to read everything. So let's go to verse 4 and 5. All right? 1 Corinthians 2. Now, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Then he said, verse 5, he explained the reason why. The reason why it is in demonstration of Spirit, that your faith should not stand in sanitizers. Are you saying that? You can rub sanitizer in your tongue. Amen. Rub it everywhere. No, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that, all right? But explain something to you. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. It should stand what? In the power of God. In the ability of God to protect you. Not in the wisdom of men. Listen to me. No human being can be too careful. Even the most careful make mistakes. Amen. Are we together? No matter how careful you are, you can make mistakes. So, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And let me say this to you. Satan cannot afflict you except your fear permits him. Amen. Are you understanding me? Except your fear permits him. So, you will ensure that you stay in the word and that you don't allow fear dominate you. Hallelujah. How is that possible? So, we'll go to Psalm 91, all right? New Living Translation. Now, I don't want to go into mysterious scriptures. You understand that? There are some mysterious scriptures that... But let's just go to basics. Divine protection basics. Amen. Now, we read this together and we're just blessed. I don't know if I'm going to read all of it. Amen. But let's do it for everybody. Hallelujah. Okay, so it will help you. Amen. So as you go about your activities, the weekend, next week, the news is not going to get more friendly. It will get worse. Amen. So your faith should not be in what you are doing against what they are saying in the news. No, your faith should be in what the word of God has said before Ebola came to anywhere. Amen. Are you understand? This is a pre-Ebola revelation that was given to you. Are you understanding me? Alright. So, he said those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Who are those? You. Hallelujah. They will find rest where? In the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Let's go further. Verse 2. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge. Alright? It means that there's nothing else that is my refuge. Like a hiding place. It's God alone that is my refuge. Tell your neighbor, He alone is my refuge.
He alone is my refuge.
Hallelujah. My place of safety. Alright? He is my God and I trust him. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So your place of safety is not your house. Amen. Are you understanding me? No. He alone, God alone, amen, is your refuge. And he is your place of safety. Is him you trust. Hallelujah. Okay. What if you buy a sanitizer? You have been using it since. All right? Then they now announce in the news that everybody that bought batch so-so-so of sanitizer, it is actually expired. Thank you. It's actually expired. All right? They made a mistake. They actually wanted to write 2013 December. They wrote 2015 December. It's expired since 2013. Sorry. And that's the one you have been applying, believing that you are covered. Amen. But you are just like rubbing water on your hand and going out. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, God is your place of safety. Lift your hand and say, he's my place of safety. In him alone I trust. He is my God. Hallelujah. All right, so if I succeed in getting you covered with this understanding, then you know that you are Ebola free. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is important, okay? Verse 3. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you. You know, when we read this one, even Jemima shouted, and protect you from deadly disease. She put her hand on her chest and said, yes. Amen. I remember. Hallelujah. He said, he will rescue you from every trap and protect you. Now, the reason why you are protected is because of what God has said concerning you. He said he will protect you from deadly disease. Amen. He did not say you will be dodging it. He said, no, he will protect you from deadly disease. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Next verse. He will cover you with his feathers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is covering you. Amen. And you and you and you. God is covering you. Amen. With his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. Amen. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Amen. Hallelujah. Your armor and protection is not the clothes you put on. Your armor and protection are his promises. Hallelujah. That's your armor. That's your protection. Next verse. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Amen. Next verse. Let's read this together. One to go. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at day. So when we go here, my wife stopped and said, do you know that Ebola is trying to stalk us? Amen. It's following you everywhere without your permission. Amen. So he said, look. Do not dread it. Amen. Amen. Don't be afraid of it. Amen. Amen. So, you went to so place. The thing has now reached there. Don't be afraid of it. Next, verse 7. Yeah. Though 1,000 fall at your side. Look at this one. When we read this one, everybody shouted. He said, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Hey, these evils will not touch you. You'll be hearing stories. They're dying there. They're dying there. They're dying there. It will not touch you. Hey, glory to God. So now these scriptures, all right? If you want to get the audio CD, whatever, get it. But these scriptures, in this consciousness of this, these are things you'll be feeding yourself with. Amen? Amen. All right? And then you go out. Hallelujah. Now, Anytime a thought of fear comes to your mind, you go back to this. You say it to yourself over and over again until it silences the fear inside you. Are you listening to me? Verse 8. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. Amen. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. No plague, no Ebola will come near my home. Glory to God. None will come near your home. That means your home is persona non grata. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, in that Exodus scripture that talked about the Passover, there's some light in that scripture. When the scripture said that, when God was speaking, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. He didn't say, listen, you know, the job they had to do was to slaughter the lamb, and then they put the blood in a basin. Okay? The blood in the basin does not save anybody. It is when that blood is applied on the lintel. It's not that, yeah, we killed lamb, but did you apply the blood? It's the applied blood that death sees and passes over. Hallelujah. So here, as you are appropriating these scriptures, you are, so to speak, applying that sacrifice of Jesus over your home. Amen. Amen. Are you listening to me? You are applying it over your home. It has to be applied. Amen. Amen. All right. Go back there. No evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order. Hey, order. Hallelujah. His angels to protect you wherever you go. Amen. Next, they will hold you up with their hands. Amen. So you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Amen. Next, you will trample upon lions and cobras. Amen. And you will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Amen. All right, till here. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. So we trust in his name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think the next, yeah. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. Then the last one. I will reward them with a long life. Amen. So it's not your time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And give them my salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so apply Psalm 91. Amen? Amen. And stay with it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. So your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. It should stand in the power of God. In what God can do. Your faith should stand in that. Glory, hallelujah. All right, I want to do something now. So I want to show you the video for the Faith to Faith Convention. Hallelujah. And I want us to watch it. I think we play for about 25 minutes or so. It's almost there. So, are you ready? Can we do cinema style?
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right. Well, you'll be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Then after that, I'll come up. Amen. Yeah. But this cinema is very funny. All right. No, this other one. This one. This. What you call? Halogen. Whatever you call it. This camera light. It goes all that way. Good. All right. Check their tickets. We fly, we soar.
Get ready for Faith to Face Convention 2014 from Thursday the 25th to Sunday the 28th of September 2014. Port Harcourt City will be blessed by the ministry of great ministers of the gospel like Pastor Bojo Oyemade from Lagos, Lieutenant Colonel Moyo Akinjo from Abuja, Reverend Arome Ada from Abuja, Reverend Joshua Tende from Zaria. Faith to Faith Convention 2014 is hosted by Pastor Tibby and Sandra Peters. The venue is at Renaissance Assembly, number 7 Sunny Abacha Road, GRA Phase 3, Port Harcourt. Get ready. These are the days of mighty outpourings of the Spirit. In the month of September 2014, all roads lead to Renaissance Assembly for Faith to Faith Convention 2014. Plan to attend. We dance, we shout.